The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Coach, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
No doubt about it. I guess the first question is to get your thoughts on Dan Campbell. Do you believe he was a little too aggressive and, you know, going for it on fourth down twice yesterday instead of at least trying to, you know, kick the ball through the uprights?
I believe he stayed true to his core of what type of coach he is. Because I think when you're in that situation, obviously your players understand, you know, in situational football, this whole season, he didn't rely a lot on his kicker. Now, when you think about the Lions kicker, how many kicks did he make over 45 yards? I don't know, because he didn't do it a lot. So I don't know if he doesn't trust his kicker or that's just his mindset. He's going to be aggressive. And that's fine and dandy, but I think when you sit there and have to make that decision, especially in games, you have to ask yourself this. If it doesn't work, am I giving the other team momentum? And that's big in football. Momentum is very, very big. And you can't correlate it, but players know it. Coaches know it. Momentum of a football game is important. And when you give another team momentum because of the decision you might have made, in which the decisions you've made are basically you're trusting your players to carry it out. And that's the core of it all. You know, I've said it all my whole life, and I've been on both sides of it as a player and as a coach. You can make a bunch of decisions, but you have no control of what those players are going to do when you make that decision.
Herman Edwards is joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Their kicker, Michael Badgley, coach, he did not take a kick over 50 yards this past season, and he only took one kick over 40 yards, and he went out there and he nailed that one.
Well, there you have it. I mean, all I know is the team they're playing against, the 49ers, that kicker missed some kicks. So, you know, we can wrestle with this, and you can be on either side you want. I thought it was a game where when you think about the Lions, I think more than the kicks, what was puzzling to me is this, is until a team stops what you're doing, don't stop doing it. The 49ers never stopped the Detroit Lions from running the football. And for some reason, they stopped doing it. And to me, that was the big turning point in the game. Make them stop you from running the ball. They never got close to the crack toss. They were cracking those ends with those wide receivers, and they were running around and making 6 yards a game. And why they got away from it, I don't know. But, you know, Dan Campbell's done a fabulous job with this football team. It was a fun game to watch. And this is, that's football. I've been in those games. I've played in those type of games. I've coached in those type of games. It's hard losing a game that like that because it's the finality of it all. And maybe the tougher one to lose beside the championship game is when you lose the Super Bowl. And I've been on that bad side of it, lost one.
Coach Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get back to the Lions, but you talk about running the football. It seems that on the AFC Championship side, we saw the Ravens playing from behind with the Chiefs scoring right out of the gate early twice. The Ravens didn't get a chance to do what they planned on getting into. Lamar Jackson having to throw the ball 37 times now has a postseason record of 2-4. What do you think is missing, if anything, from the Ravens to kind of get them over that hump in the postseason?
They never ran their offense. They never attempted to run the football. When are you kidding me? They never attempted to run the football. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs ran the ball 32 times. The Baltimore Ravens ran it 16 times. And this game was not out of reach. This was a 17-10 game. The offense never got going. Why? Because they never ran the ball in the beginning of the game. It was kind of like, okay, they made a couple runs, and then after that, they went back, dropped back passing. Look, Lamar Jackson is not a drop-back quarterback. He doesn't play from the pocket. That's not his strength. His strength is get him in the running game, get the flow of the game going, so he can set up with his legs, and play-action pass, move the pocket. That's what they did all year. This is why he's the MVP. But that wasn't the case. They never got to the running game. Are you kidding me? The Kansas City Chiefs ran the ball more than the Baltimore Ravens.
Let me ask you this, Coach. Do you put that at the hands of Monken, the offensive coordinator, or you put that at Lamar? Why do you think that was the case? Who deserves
Lamar
the blame?
Lamar doesn't call the plays. And I'm not putting it on the coach either. I'm just saying they never got to it. Why? I don't know. That's the question you have to ask that coach. I didn't formulate the game plan. I wasn't involved in the game plan. But all I know is this. This was the number one running team in the National Football League with Lamar Jackson being a part of it. And it never came to fruition for some reason. And, you know, I don't know.
Herman Edwards is here with us, former coach, former player, analyst now as well on ESPN here on CBS Sports Radio. When you look towards the future, and we know Patrick Mahomes is sitting at the top of the totem pole now, going to another Super Bowl. Who is the closest, in your opinion, from the quarterbacks are knocking him off in the AFC? He's knocking off Josh Allen. He's knocking off Lamar Jackson. Who's the closest, if anybody?
Well, until somebody beats him, nobody. He sits in a position that that all these quarterbacks are hoping to get to. Because right now, I mean, he's chasing history. He's chasing Tom Brady and Joe Montana, guys that have gone on these Super Bowl runs. I mean, he's just chasing history. I mean, the guy doesn't lose in playoff games. I mean, the big deal this year was that he never played a playoff game on the road. Well, he checked that box. He won two of them. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to him. You know, this guy is different. And we're watching history in front of us unfold, no different than when we watched Tom Brady, Captain America, and what he did for almost a decade. And what we watched before that, it was Joe Montana and the San Francisco 49ers, what they were able to do on their run. Now the Kansas City Chiefs are the team that's making this run.
Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sportby Show on CBS Sports Radio. Opposing him in the Super Bowl on February 11th is Brock Purdy. For the life of me, I mean, even after some of the plays that he made yesterday, I'm still trying to figure out where some of the criticism comes in for Purdy, especially for where he was drafted. When you watch Brock Purdy, what is your evaluation of him and what he does out there on the field?
He's a fantastic quarterback. I recruited him out of high school. It didn't surprise me what he did yesterday when he took off running. I mean, if you watched him in high school and you watched him in college, he could do that. And the 49ers offense, he's not asked to do that. But the last two games that he's played in the playoff competition, he's the guy that's been able to do that. He did it against the Green Bay Packers and brought him back. You know, when they had a deficit and everybody was saying this is an offense that, you know, he plays in, that they always want to play with a lead, that is true. But in the fourth quarter, when he needed to make plays, he did that against the Green Bay Packers. In this game, unbeknownst, he got off script. And it shocked the Detroit Lions. They weren't prepared for that. They thought he was going to stay in the pocket, and if we just keep him in the pocket and they play from behind, you know, this is what he's got to do, and lo and behold, that's not what he did. He left the pocket, made plays, got off script, threw the ball, you know, when he was on the run. And so you know, it's funny because sometimes you're labeled according to how you get drafted. And it's like, you know, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He gets drafted in the round. He gets drafted in. And people assume, well, then that's what he is. Well, and pro football is a great, it's a great indicator of when you become a professional football player, you write your own script. It's not when you get drafted or how you got drafted. I've seen a lot of guys get drafted in the first round, and they don't play up to that first-round billing. You see some players that are free agents and become Hall of Famers. He's Mr. Irrelevant. And they think, well, he's Mr. Irrelevant. Well, then he's just a, you know, he's one of those quarterbacks to manage the game. No, he's a winning quarterback. And when the lights are bright, he doesn't run to the shade. He runs to the spotlight. He makes plays. That's what he does.
Head coach Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sport View Show on CBS Sports Radio. Any early thoughts on what we're going to see between this record-breaking quarterback and Patrick Mahomes and Purdy in the Super Bowl out in Vegas?
Well, you got a first round. You got a first rounder in a Hall of Famer in in Patrick Mahomes, the guy that's going to break a lot of records, and you got this guy Brock Purdy that everybody wants to say, well, he's, you know, he's the manager of the game, and I think you're at the end of the day, these are the two teams that are left standing, and Brock Purdy last year got hurt in the championship game. You know, and that knocked him out. Now he's going to a Super Bowl, his first Super Bowl. I think we just need to sit back and watch how this thing unfolds. I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, final question for you, Coach. Even amongst the game, there's already been a lot of talk. There will continue to be talk about a lot of the openings and how college football is changing. You've coached on every level. And any thoughts on some of the coordinators becoming coaches and Belichick, you know, not having a job right now? I don't know if we'll see him again. What is your thoughts on how just coaching continues to change?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know about Bill. I think Bill will be back as a head coach. Maybe not this season, but next year. I think he'll have another opportunity to break the record. You know, it's just the coaching carousel never changes. There's always some surprises. It's going to a lot of younger guys. In the coaching profession, I mean, that's what a lot of these owners are looking for. A lot of these jobs go to offensive guys, and the fact that if you've touched the quarterback, either as a quarterback coach or an offensive coordinator, those guys are kind of a hot commodity right now. But it's just that's what it is. I mean, and you understand it when you get an opportunity, you make the best of it. You know, and that's what these guys do. And I think any guy that gets a job, he deserves it. He earned it. And then, you know, you got to go win. And you have a short window in today's world in the NFL. It's not a 5-year window. It's probably a 2.5-3-year window of can you turn a team around. And if you don't turn it around in time, obviously, they'll look for somebody else.
And final question for you, Coach. Given all the emphasis, as you just mentioned, on offense, we know you made your bones on defense when you played. How have you taken towards just watching and taking in the game, knowing that so many of the rules have skewed towards offense? How do you feel about it as a product, just as a fan and even someone who played?
Well, I think as a product, you understand that it's a scoring league. People want to see scoring. But at the end of the day, look at the teams that are in the playoffs. Look at the two teams that are in the Super Bowl. Okay? They got good offenses, but guess what? Kansas City has a top-5 defense, and so do the 49ers. So at the end, you still have to make stops, right? You still got to make stops. And those teams, the Baltimore Ravens, an outstanding defense. The Detroit Lions, that's their Achilles heel right now, right? They got to work on that. And then they become one of those teams. So I just think somewhere along the line, you've got to be able to make some stops.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.